Redbox Media invites you to bless the yes. Your designated parish, school, club, or nonprofit will receive 50% of all revenue from the sponsorships. To find out more about Bless the Yes, visit redboxmedia.com.
You are listening to Just Showing Up. I'm your host, Brianna Helt, on Redbox Media. Well, hello, everybody. It is good to be here. Thanks for tuning in for another weekend installment of Just Showing Up. I did not know if I was going to be showing up for this week's show. What a week it has been. Boy. And it just kind of keeps on keeping on. It's like parent-teacher conference season. At least where I am here in Denver. And unfortunately, it also appears that it is like dental appointment season as well. So I've got like all this stuff scheduled. And I detest pretty much all of it about equally. But hey, we're hanging in there. We're surviving. It is all good. By the way, in case this is your first time tuning in, my name is Brianna Helt, and as I mentioned, I'm your host here at Just Showing Up. I am a blogger and a writer. You can find my work at www.briannahelt.com. I've just actually accepted a pretty exciting writing opportunity, I guess you could say. I will now be blogging for the National Catholic Register, and I'm pretty excited about that. Haven't written anything yet. I'm a little nervous, you know? I feel like, oh, it's like my first post. It's really got to be something. But, you know, it's me, so I'll probably just end up writing about, you know, funny things my children have done. I have 8 of them, so, you know, odds are there's always going to be something to write about, something to say about one of those 8 kids. I have a baby on the way as well, due in June, so number 9. Anyway, now you're kind of all caught up, and you know everything there is to know, I guess, about me. I am broadcasting again today from the dungeon in my house. I am sitting at a ping pong table that I am using as a desk. And my daughter just poked her head in the room. I don't know how much these headsets pick up. But she opens the door. She says, "Mom, Sesame Street's on." And then closes the door. She really likes Sesame Street. Anyway, so I'm broadcasting down in the dungeon. My house is this weird multi-level kind of deal. And at the very bottom level, it's a basement. And it's also where we have like our hot water heater and our water softener, which has randomly ceased working this past week. When you're used to soft water, which I love because it makes everything easier to clean, like the glass shower doors and everything. Once it goes to hard water, because we're on a well, so we have like incredibly hard water here in our home. Like our dishes do not get clean if that softener is not functioning. It is that, the water is that hard. Anyway, we got to have this water softener, and it's actually fairly new, and it's just like, I don't know, our showers, the water's been hard, not loving it. Anyway, so at in the basement of my house, there's this little room that has all that stuff in it, and then there's just sort of this main area, which I call the dungeon. We also refer to it as the basement, and it houses our ping pong table, which I am, yes, using as a desk. So, yeah, you know, multi-purpose. This is my workspace. And in fact, there's this thing hanging on the walls down here. I cannot even begin to tell you the sheer ambiance in this room that I am working in today. I mean, it's like old panel ceilings. Half the panels are off, partly because of some of the remodeling in other parts of the house that we're doing. They had to get to the wires and the pipes and all that. But anyway, there's this thing hanging on the wall that was here when we bought the house. And it's like this casino type of wall hanging, I guess. And it says, beat the dealer on it. And it has pictures of playing cards. So, yeah, this is where I'm hanging out. This is where the magic happens. Here in the basement at my ping pong table. And that's me streets on. So, what more is there to know, really? I was actually supposed to be going today. I pre-record my show. So, I never know. Should I be talking about Friday like it's yesterday or 2 days ago? Or, because, yeah, depending on when you're listening, that's when Friday was. Or should I be talking about it in the present tense? It's kind of like time travel, a little bit. But anyway, on Friday, whether that is today, yesterday, or 2 days ago, I was supposed to go, and my daughter, my third grade daughter, she is, her class is dissecting eyeballs today, cow eyeballs, I believe, and they needed parent volunteers, and my daughter wanted me to come, and I had to tell her no, which was sad. I hate doing that. I'm a room mom for her class, so I do a lot with them, but I just couldn't, you know. This has been such a busy week, and so I'm 6 months pregnant. I'm like 24 weeks, and man, this is, you know, I like to say pregnancy in my 30s is vastly different from pregnancy in my 20s. This is my second baby that I'm having in my 30s. And my first three babies were all born in my 20s. I started having kids when I was 22. My husband and I had gotten married pretty young. I was 20 when we got married. So anyway, but, you know, in my 20s, those pregnancies were, I don't know, pretty boring. And then in my 30s, they're still pretty boring in the sense that, you know, I've never had any sort of significant complications or problems. But my pregnancy before this one, so the first baby I had in my 30s, by the end of the pregnancy, man, I got these like spider veins on my right ankle. It's like my old lady ankle, as I refer to it, and my children, they get kind of a kick out of it. And then, of course, once the baby was born and all that extra pressure was off the right side of my body, then it felt fine. It kind of went away. Well, now this pregnancy, it started sooner and it's really quite painful. So all of this to say, I was on my feet a ton yesterday. And so I just had to say, I can't do the eyeball dissection today. Though it would have been very interesting. I've actually never dissected anything. I missed out on that. In high school, I took agricultural science, right? Which was fantastic for a host of reasons. I had friends in there. It was an easy A, and it wasn't boring. So, I never liked science. I have to confess, never liked science a whole lot. But anyway, having to miss the eyeball dissection today, but my daughter's so sweet. She's like, well, Mom, if you're not feeling well, you need to rest. And so, here I am. I'm recording my show instead. That same daughter is having her birthday party tonight, or last night, or 2 nights ago. She's having a birthday party, and it is a sleepover party with a few close friends, and they're going to watch a movie and eat pizza, cheese pizza, because Lent, and we'll have a good time. We will have a good time. It's kind of like her first friend's birthday party. You know, we've done like family parties in the past. I guess when you have eight kids, every night is a party in a sense, for better or worse. But this is kind of her first friend's party. In the past, there's been multiple years where we've actually been moving on her birthday or right before her birthday, which is kind of crazy. So, yeah, this year she was really excited, and instead of a cake, she wanted ice cream sundaes, which is a really cool thing. I don't know if you have kids, what you do for their birthdays, but this has happened multiple times where I'll say, well, what kind of cake do you want? What birthday dessert do you want? And a lot of the time, instead of a cake, they want like an ice cream sundae bar. So, you know, I just get a big thing of vanilla ice cream. I get some whipped cream, and then we do different topping options like gummy bears, Reese's Pieces, like crushed up Oreos. Totally unhealthy. Not in keeping with the spirit of Lent. But we have actually three kids whose birthdays fall during Lent this year. So we roll with it. We embrace it. Anyway, so birthday party tonight. I don't know what you do with birthday parties with your kids, but we don't do big, huge parties every year. And I don't know. So my daughter, my oldest, she just turned 12, and she had a sleepover with her friends. And same deal. In the past, we've been like, there's been a couple years where we've been either been about to move or we're moving over her birthday. So she didn't get a friend's party. So I wanted to do that this year, and she wanted to sleep over, and I said, okay. But I have such mixed feelings about sleepover birthday parties in general. And mostly because my kids' friends are like good kids. It's not that I worry about something, something bad that's going to happen. But my daughter's always just so exhausted the next day. And I hate that, you know? It's like, was this worth it? I don't know. Okay, more riveting topics coming up after the break. This is Brianna Helch, your host on Just Showing Up.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Brianna Helt, on the radio show Just Showing Up with Breadbox Media. So, I just discovered after recording the last segment that when I sat down to do my show today, I own two headsets, and one of them is superior to the other, and I accidentally grabbed the inferior headset, and yeah, just like recorded my entire segment, and then I'm in this like quandary, you know, should I keep recording with the worst one so my show sound quality is consistently bad, or do I switch? Well, I've opted to stick with the bad sound quality, so it's totally consistent. So hey, come back next week for what will hopefully be a better sound quality. It's pregnancy brain. I'm really absent-minded right now. And yeah, I blame the baby. I blame the baby. Before the break, I was talking about my daughter is having her sleepover birthday party, and I was just talking about sleepovers and how, you know, my kids get so tired. So I have this kind of love-hate with them, and I know it's fun for my kids, and we're so blessed to know some really great families that our kids spend time with and that I really trust my kids to be with. And, you know, as a kid, like, I really enjoyed staying the night at those few families' homes where my parents would let me do that. And I don't know. I've just got mixed feelings about the whole matter. But anyway, so yeah, I'm sure her party will be a lot of fun. Speaking of parties, how is your Lent going? Mine is, it's been somewhat Lentish, I have to say. Our house is being remodeled right now, which is great. There's not really a bad thing I can say about it. It's just funny things like, so you know that book, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie, or if you give what's the other one? If you give a pig a pancake, I guess. I love those stories, but My kids love them too. But, you know, any sort of house renovation, it's kind of like that. And so we'll have this big kind of open concept kitchen, dining room, and living area. And the living room or the family room, whatever you want to call it, we just have these old, I guess they're, 8 years old, actually. The IKEA white slip-covered couches. I like to call them, you know, the poor man's Pottery Barn. poor man's Pottery Barn couch. And they're fine, but they're cheap, you know. It's the Ektorp, okay? So they're, which if you're not very familiar with IKEA, all their furniture pieces are these, like, Scandinavian names that are difficult to pronounce or take seriously. And anyway, so those are the couches that we had, and I really do love the white slip-covered look, but, you know, it's challenging with kids, and it's worse now because the washing machine that we used to have had a soak cycle on it, so I would just, like, soak my slipcovers in bleach, which they say you're not supposed to do, but whatever, worked great, and they really clean up very well. But the washer and dryer we have now, even though it's, like, actually a higher-end machine than the ones we used to have, there is no soak cycle. And I get it. Like, supposedly that's bad for the washer, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so it's harder to get my slipcovers clean, and I'm just kind of tired of it. So all of this to say, after much agonizing and research, I wanted to get a leather couch, bonded leather, actually, because... well, for one thing, they're less expensive, but, they're a little less finicky than, like, total, you know, genuine leather. They're pretty low maintenance, and because they're less expensive, you're not expecting to keep the piece for, like, you know, 30 years or whatever, which you certainly could with real leather. But anyway, so there was one at IKEA that I liked, and it had, like, higher quality cushions than the Ektorps we have and all this and that. And it's not a bad price at all. But I still keep my eye out for bargains on Craigslist. I don't buy a ton on Craigslist, but I have over the years found a few pieces of furniture that were fabulous. The Pottery Barn dining room table we had up until very recently, Craigslist... I've made, you know, good use of it. So anyway, what was I saying? So, okay, so the couch. So, it was too soon to get the couch. We didn't need the couch yet because that room is, like, under construction. I mean, it's a construction zone right now. So I said, well, I'll just, you know, keep my eye on Craigslist, for a while, and we'll see what happens. And I have to give this backstory. So, like, we had sworn years ago that we would never, ever buy a couch off of Craigslist. And the reason why was because years ago, I wanted a couch and love seat for our basement and one for... This is in a different house. And one in our living room. That's, you know, a common thing in Colorado to do. And so, people have basements here, which was new to us, being from California originally. But, so... Okay, so I go on Craigslist and I find this microfiber set, and, like, it's way out, you know, the person selling it, they live way out near the airport, which, if you've ever been to Denver via the airport, you know that that airport is not very close to, well, anything in Denver. And so I drove all the way out there and I saw this furniture and it looked fine, and the lady selling it was nice, and it really was a very good bargain. It was microfiber. But what I didn't really realize was how big and bulky it was. Chalk it up to being young and naive, but I just wasn't thinking, like, you know, our house that we lived in, it wasn't a super tiny house, but, like, it was, you know, the original part of the house had been built in 1912, and so it just, we didn't have huge high ceilings. It was not a good space, really, for this big, bulky furniture. And so the first thing was, you know, my poor husband had to make, like, two trips all the way out to towards the airport to pick the stuff up because it was so big that we couldn't fit it all in our minivan, which actually you can fit a lot in there when you take the seats out or whatever, and or put the seats down flat. We have a, you know, a big passenger van, a 15-passenger van now that could fit anything, but that minivan, it didn't. And so we had to make two trips. So he's gone like all night hauling this furniture, and then we get it home, and then I discover that this woman, you know, she had some cats, and oh my goodness, horrible allergic reaction to these couches. My nose would itch, my eyes would burn. Because I'm, you know, I'm allergic to cats. So I'm like disinfecting this thing and trying to wipe it down. And, you know, it's microfibers. So on the one hand, it cleans pretty well, but, you know, there's all this cat hair, you know, I'm just, oh. So we did all this, and then like, over time, I was just like, what are we doing? This furniture, it looks way too big for this room. It's dumb. Like, it's dumb. My husband's like, oh my goodness. So I say, let's just relist it on Craigslist and see what we can see. So we did. We listed it on Craigslist, and then after we listed it, one of my kids drew pen all over it. That was disheartening. I'm just going to say that was disheartening. We were actually able to scrub it out. I mean, if that's not a testimonial to, for microfiber, I don't know what is. Then we ended up selling this furniture and actually making a profit on it because the woman we got it from, she had priced it like way lower than, it needed to be priced to sell it, you know? So we made a profit on it. And we swore never again will we buy items off of Craigslist. Well, couches off of Craigslist. So, So we vowed we would never do that again. And so now, fast forward to now, where So we had our eye on this IKEA bonded leather sectional, but in the meantime, while we're waiting for our house to be done, I have my eye on Craigslist. And lo and behold, this week, a new listing comes up for this couch, love seat, and ottoman. And they're not bulky, but they're a good size. Like, the couch is long, you know. It's like 92 inches long. And the love seat's long, too. That one's like 64 inches. And the ottoman actually folds out into like a height of bed kind of deal, which is kind of cool. And it's the dark brown bonded leather that I wanted. And they looked super nice. And actually, the seller is, they actually live near IKEA, which is kind of funny. But it was relatively close to where my husband works. So he goes and he buys these things. And I told him, you know, just when you go, just verify that they are dark brown, because in the pictures they looked black. I said, make sure they're brown, not black. Make sure there's no, you know, pet damage or cat hair afoot. I will not do that cat hair thing again. And he's like, yeah. And it was such a good deal. You guys, I got all this furniture for, no joke, $250. Like, that is ridiculous, you know? And our philosophy on it was, for that price, you know, we can save the money, all this money that we were going to put into that IKEA couch. We can save that money and just put it towards our remodel. I'm thinking maybe I can put it towards the media console I want from West Elm. But anyway, So more about these couches when we come back in a minute. This is your host, Brianna Helt, on Just Showing Up.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Your host, Brianna Helt, on the radio show Just Showing Up with Breadbox Media. So, I just discovered after recording the last segment that when I sat down to do my show today, I Okay, I own two headsets, and one of them is superior to the other, and I accidentally grabbed the inferior headset, and yeah, just like recorded my entire segment, and then I'm in this like quandary, you know, should I keep recording with the worst one so it's so my show sound quality is consistently bad, or do I switch? Well, I've opted to stick with the bad sound quality, so it's totally consistent. So hey, come back next week for what will hopefully be a better sound quality. It's pregnancy brain. I'm really absent-minded right now. And yeah, I blame the baby. I blame the baby. Before the break, I was talking about my daughter is having her sleepover birthday party, and I was just talking about sleepovers and how, you know, my kids get so tired. So I have this kind of love-hate with them, and I know it's fun for my kids, and we're so blessed to know some really great families that our kids spend time with and that I really trust my kids to be with. And, you know, as a kid, like, I really enjoyed staying the night at those few families' homes where my parents would let me do that. And I don't know. I've just got mixed feelings about the whole matter. But anyway, so yeah, I'm sure her party will be a lot of fun. Speaking of parties, how is your Lent going? Mine is, it's been somewhat Lentish, I have to say. Our house is being remodeled right now, which is great. There's not really a bad thing I can say about it. It's just funny things like, okay, so you know that book? It's like if you give a mouse a cookie, or if you give, what's the other one? If you give a pig a pancake, I guess. I love those stories, but my kids love them too. But you know, any sort of house renovation, it's kind of like that. And so we'll have this big kind of open concept kitchen, dining room, and living area. And the living room, or the family room, whatever you want to call it, we just have these old, I guess they're, 8 years old, actually. The IKEA white slip-covered couches. I like to call them, you know, the poor man's Pottery Barn. poor man's Pottery Barn couch. And they're fine, but they're cheap, you know. It's the Ektorp, okay? So they're, which if you're not very familiar with IKEA, all their furniture pieces are these, like, Scandinavian names that are difficult to pronounce or take seriously. And anyway, so those are the couches that we had, and I really do love the white slip-covered look, but you know, it's challenging with kids, and it's worse now because the washing machine that we used to have had a soak cycle on it, so I would just like soak my slipcovers in bleach, which they say you're not supposed to do, but whatever, worked great, and they really clean up very well. But the washer and dryer we have now, even though it's like actually a higher end machine than the ones we used to have, there is no soak cycle. And I get it, like supposedly that's bad for the washer, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so it's harder to get my slipcovers clean, and I'm just kind of tired of it. So all of this to say, after much agonizing and research, I wanted to get a leather couch, bonded leather, actually, because... well, for one thing, they're less expensive, but, they're a little less finicky than, like, total, you know, genuine leather. They're pretty low maintenance, and because they're less expensive, you're not expecting to keep the piece for, like, you know, 30 years or whatever, which you certainly could with real leather, but anyway, so there was one at IKEA that I liked, and it had like higher quality cushions than the Ektorps we have and all this and that. And it's not a bad price at all. But I still keep my eye out for bargains on Craigslist. I don't buy a ton on Craigslist, but I have over the years found a few pieces of furniture that were fabulous. The Pottery Barn dining room table we had up until very recently, Craigslist, I've made, you know, good use of it. So So anyway, what was I saying? So, okay, so the couch. So, it was too soon to get the couch yet. We didn't need the couch yet because that room is like under construction. I mean, it's a construction zone right now. So I said, well, I'll just, you know, keep my eye on Craigslist, for a while and we'll see what happens. And I have to give this backstory. So, like, we had sworn years ago that we would never, ever buy a couch off of Craigslist. And the reason why was because years ago, I wanted a couch and love seat for our basement and one for, this is in a different house, and one in our living room. That's, you know, a common thing in Colorado to do. And so people have basements here, which was new to us, being from California originally. But so, okay, so I go on Craigslist and I find this microfiber set, and like, it's way out, the person selling it, they live way out near the airport, which if you've ever been to Denver via the airport, you know that that airport is not very close to, well, anything in Denver. And so I drove all the way out there and I saw this furniture and it looked fine, and the lady selling it was nice, and it really was a very good bargain. It was microfiber. But what I didn't really realize was how big and bulky it was. Chalk it up to being young and naive, but I just wasn't thinking, like, you know, our house that we lived in, it wasn't a super tiny house, but like, it was, you know, the original part of the house had been built in 1912, and so it just, we didn't have huge high ceilings. It was not a good space, really, for this big bulky furniture. And so the first thing was, you know, my poor husband had to make like two trips all the way out towards the airport to pick the stuff up because it was so big that we couldn't fit it all in our minivan, which actually you can fit a lot in there when you take the seats out or whatever, or put the seats down flat. We have a big passenger van, a 15 passenger van now that could fit anything, but that minivan, it didn't. And so we had to make two trips. So he's gone like all night hauling this furniture, and then we get it home, and then I discover that this woman, she had some cats, and oh my goodness, horrible allergic reaction to these couches. My nose would itch, my eyes would burn. Because I'm allergic to cats. So I'm like disinfecting this thing and trying to wipe it down, and you know, it's microfiber, so on the one hand it cleans pretty well, but you know, there's all this cat hair, you know, I'm just so we did all this, and then like over time I was just like, what are we doing? This furniture, it looks way too big for this room. It's dumb. My husband's like, oh my goodness. So I say, let's just relist it on Craigslist and see what we can see. So we did. We listed it on Craigslist, and then after we listed it, one of my kids drew pen all over it. That was disheartening. I'm just going to say that was disheartening. We were actually able to scrub it out. I mean, if that's not a testimonial to, for microfiber, I don't know what is. Then anyway, we ended up selling this furniture and actually making a profit on it because the woman we got it from, she had priced it like way lower than it needed to be priced to sell it, you know. So we made a profit on it, and we swore never again will we buy items off of Craigslist, couches off of Craigslist. So, we vowed we would never do that again. And so now, fast forward to now where So we had our eye on this IKEA bonded leather sectional, but in the meantime, while we're waiting for our house to be done, I have my eye on Craigslist, and lo and behold, this week, a new listing comes up for this, couch, love seat, and ottoman, and, they're not bulky, but they're a good size. Like the couch is long, you know, it's like 92 inches long, and the love seat's long too. That one's like 64 inches. And the ottoman actually folds out into like a height of bed kind of deal, which is kind of cool. And it's the dark brown bonded leather that I wanted. And they looked super nice. And actually the seller is, they actually live near IKEA, which is kind of funny, but it was relatively close to where my husband works. So he goes and he buys these things. And I told him, you know, just when you go, just verify that they are dark brown. Cause in the pictures they looked black. I said, make sure they're brown, not black. Make sure there's no, you know, pet damage or cat hair afoot. I will not do that cat hair thing again. And, he's like, yeah. And it was such a good deal. You guys, I got all this furniture for, no joke, $250. Like, that is ridiculous, you know? And our philosophy on it was, for that price, you know, we can save the money, all this money that we were going to put into that IKEA couch. We can save that money and just put it towards our remodel. I'm thinking maybe I can put it towards the media console I want from West Elm. But anyway, So more about these couches when we come back in a minute. This is your host, Brianna Helt, on Just Showing Up.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
This is your host, Brianna Helt, on Just Showing Up at Breadbox Media. If you're just tuning in for the day and you're wondering, why is the sound quality so poor? I picked up the wrong headset. I'm using my inferior headset, and instead of, you know, changing course and using the better one for the next segment, I've decided to just, you know, keep things consistent here on my show and stick with the lesser headset. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Before the break, I was the very hurried rushing to go to break because I was so wrapped up in telling the story about Craigslist that I completely lost track of time. I'm so bad. I'm sorry. My poor producer. Anyway, so I'm talking about this Craigslist thing. Years ago, we had a bad, not a bad experience buying couches on Craigslist, but it just wound up being a pain. There was cat hair, and I'm allergic to cats, and blah, 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 blah. And my husband was like, we're never buying couches off Craigslist again. And I said, yeah, you're right. Let's never do that again. Fast forward to now, we're remodeling. I was going to get the nice leather couch from IKEA, but I found something on Craigslist for way, 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 way less. And I figured, hey, we can put that extra money that we're saving towards something else, towards the remodel, whatever. And, you know, for how much these couches cost, my husband was like, we could go get that IKEA couch. I mean, we only have to keep these for maybe a couple of years to get our money's worth out of them. And then we could really just turn around and sell them again, probably for what we paid for them because they were priced that low. So anyway, so he goes the other night and he picks these things up, and I have never seen these in person. So the things he was supposed to check when he got there was, are they dark brown? Because they're supposed to be, but in the pictures they looked black. So are they dark brown? Are they covered in cat hair? Or like, do they smell like cigarette smoke? Are they all banged up, you know, scratched up? Because it's bonded leather, and that's what I wanted. But, leather of all forms can scratch, can peel, it can tear. So it's a couch, a love seat, and an ottoman. So he gets them home, and they're actually, you know, relatively clean, relatively good condition. I'm bummed because the back cushions come off, which is nice, but they're two-sided. Like, one side is the bonded leather, but the other side is this dark brown microfiber, which matches the bonded leather, but it really bugs me. And you can see it again, like you can see it above the top of the couch. And one of our couches, the love seat, will be sort of a, it will be backing to our new kitchen, so it will be visible. You know, hashtag OCD first world problems. I get it. But I was like, man, that's a bummer. And then I'm like, okay, looking, and what's all this pet hair? Well, it's not cat hair, thankfully, but there's some dog hair. And I don't know how much time the dog spent on the couch. There's really not any, like, scratches or signs of, like, pet damage, but there was some dog hair. So I spent, I don't know, like, most of Thursday afternoon, like, vacuuming into the couch, like, with my little vacuum attachment in between the arm and the cushion, and or the arm and the body of the couch, and trying to clean these things up. The leather, I mean, that's fabulous because you can just use like a damp rag, really. But oh, the cloth part, like under the cushions, and this microfiber stuff, I'm just like, oh, I hate microfiber. Anyway, so that's the story of how we went back to Craigslist after we said we weren't going to. But no, they're nice. They're fun. They'll look really nice, I think, in our new space. But see, now they're just sort of like, we're having to store one of them in our son's bedroom, and which, by the way, not sure how that will fare. And then we, the other one is stored in like the kids' playroom, which is where our other couches are right now. So everything's just, you know, up. Everything's in chaos right now at my house with work being done, but we are managing. It's going well. I finally got my backsplash ordered. I've talked about this before on the show. It was, I don't know why, but this backsplash gave me like all this anxiety. Am I ordering the right thing? Blah, 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 blah. And then, depending on when you're listening, Thursday night, I finally bit the bullet and I finally place this order, and oh my goodness, I hope it is not on back order. I hope it ships soon. My poor, poor contractor. I already have a couple things on back order, and I don't need anything else. He doesn't need anything else to be back ordered holding us up. But anyway, so I finally got that ordered, and it turns out that it is hard to find a backsplash that certain things, like I wanted glass rectangular tiles, so like subway tiles, but glass ones, and 2-inch by 12-inch, and that is not a standard size. Like if you look on Houzz or some of those home reno shows or websites, you will see it, but you have to like custom order it from, you know, certain places, and it can get expensive. I did find a good price for it. Shout out to South Cypress Tile. Anyway, but you can't just walk into like the local tile shop and get it. They don't carry that. They don't carry that size. Maybe as it gains in popularity, they'll start doing it. But anyway, so I got that accomplished, which was good. I love feeling like I accomplished something when all I really did was click a button on my computer. So it's been a bit of a week. My daughter this weekend, my oldest daughter, is actually on retreat for her, she's being confirmed this year. She's part of the first class of confirmation candidates being confirmed in the sixth grade. Archbishop Aquila. He's in the process of changing the order that the sacraments are received in by kids. And so as part of that, this year, sixth graders are being confirmed. And it's pretty exciting. She's on retreat this weekend, and she's excited to be going. I really hope it's a special time for her. And she's being confirmed with two of her closest friends, and I think that's really special. that's really special as well. I think community is so important when we talk about our faith. And I don't know where you're at on your faith journey, if, you know, whatever, wherever you're at, I don't know if you feel like you have those close friends that you can be yourself with and live the faith with and be encouraged by. And especially if you have kids, other kids that share your kids' values, I think that is huge. And it was something we didn't feel we really had, I would say, until we became Catholic. And that's certainly not why we converted. I mean, when we made this decision, we didn't know any Catholics. So I assure you, we were not converting for the friends. But we have been very blessed to have this beautiful community to journey with in our faith. And I think about that all the time. You know, I think life in general can be incredibly lonely. I think when you're raising kids, it can be... It's funny because on the one hand, being a mom, I think, well, there's all these people out there that you have a fairly large amount in common with because you're both moms, you're both raising kids. But then on the other hand, just the lifestyle of being a mom, you have the potential to become very isolated, I guess. And it's really hard work raising kids, very hard work. And if you're trying to raise your kids with certain values, especially when those values are really run, I guess, you know, counter to maybe a lot of the values in the culture. And I'm not talking here about the culture wars. I don't know where you are politically or ideologically or what have you on some of those big social issues. I'm not even talking about that, really. I'm just talking about, my goodness, you know, this like the social media thing with kids. I'm reading this book right now by, what's her name? I want to say it's Shelley Turkle. I hope I'm getting that right. It's called Reclaiming Conversation. I'm reading two books by her right now, actually. I don't know if this qualifies as Lenten spiritual reading, which was one of my resolutions during this Lent, was to do more spiritual reading. And I'm not entirely sure how I'm doing there. Maybe not so well. But I'm reading two books right now by Shelley Turkle, Alone Together and Reclaiming Conversation. And it's all about kind of this media revolution, the social media revolution, and what it's doing to our culture and what it's doing to our kids. And it's actually kind of scary stuff. And excuse me, I just looked it up. I'm sorry. It's Sherry Turkle, not Shelley Turkle. I repeat, Sherry Turkle is her name. My apologies for getting that wrong. And thank goodness for the internet where I can check my accuracy or inaccuracies, as it were, right here on the radio. Anyway, Sherry Turkle wrote Alone Together and Reclaiming Conversation. She's written some other things, too. We'll be right back. We're over time. I'm your host, Brianna Helt, on Just Showing Up.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Brianna Helt. I'm Just Showing Up with Breadbox Media. So I'm having like all kinds of techie issues today. I am using the wrong headset with the worse record quality, and I have like gone over time on two of my segments. I'm a disaster, and I blame the baby. I am 6 months pregnant. I totally blame the baby. I have got, you know, this absent-minded pregnancy brain thing going on. You know, you would think you'd expect more from somebody broadcasting their show from a ping pong table in their dungeon basement. You would really expect a higher caliber show than what I am putting out today. So, my culpa, I am sorry. I'm doing my best. Before the break, I was talking about just how it's hard, you know, it's so nice having community and having friends there to encourage you in your journey as a mom, raising your kids. And I think that, you know, it is such a tall order to raise these children, to raise them to be good citizens and virtuous people. And again, regardless where you fall on like the political or the ideological spectrum, I think most of us want, this has been my experience anyway, but I think most of us want the same general things for our kids. We want them to be hard workers, and we want them to have integrity, and we want them to not only respect other people, but respect themselves. And I just kind of feel like we're in this crisis right now as a culture where, I don't know, it just seems like, you know, kids are growing up feeling really like entitled and not necessarily capable of functioning well socially and all these different things. I mean, I think I'm reading this book right now, these two books right now by author, Sherry. I misspoke and I said her name wrong earlier. Sherry Turkle. And one of them is called Alone Together. And the other one is called Reclaiming Conversation. And Reclaiming Conversation is her most recent book. And it's just all about how the social media age is robbing like entire generations of healthy social interaction, really. And it's pretty terrifying. And the author is not an alarmist. She is not a religious person. She is she's like a researcher, a psychologist, and an anthropologist who's worked at MIT, and she just does all this research. And it's frightening. And what they say is that these kids that grow up with smartphones and devices and social media accounts, the part of their brain where they develop empathy, that is like woefully underdeveloped. They're not developing empathy. They're not gaining the ability to read like facial expressions and things like that. And it's scary. And I have talked at length on my show, on my blog, www.briannahelp.com. Please check it out. I have discussed at length, I've talked about my own social media habits and how in December I just hit the point where I felt like I'm just quitting. I'm just done. And so I don't scroll through my Facebook feed anymore. I allow myself, I will go on Facebook. I will occasionally post things and I will occasionally just open it up and see what happens to be at the top of my feed. But I do not scroll, which means that I am not on Facebook very much at all anymore. It used to suck so much of my time. Just mindless. You know, if I was bored, if I was, you know, trying to escape the reality of being a mom to eight kids, whatever it was. And I had just become increasingly unhappy, I guess, with that in my life. And I'd read this book by Gretchen Rubins about, I'm blanking out on the name. I've talked about it here. I think it's in the show notes for one of my shows. But it's, you know, this idea about changing your habits and how, you know, building healthy things into your life. And so I've really taken that to heart, and I have made some changes over the past couple of months, and I cannot tell you like the difference that it has really made for me. My voice is funny today, by the way. If it sounds like I'm choked up on the verge of tears, I assure you that I'm not. I am still getting over this cold that just will not go away. Anyway, add that to my fantastic sound quality today. So anyway, so I've made these changes and I have seen firsthand the difference that it's made. And, you know, it's really, I guess, confirmed or affirmed my desire in raising my kids that we are not going to be, you know, a super plugged in family. Like, my kids, you know, they each got a little tablet for Christmas, and, you know, they can use those very occasionally, but it's either a tool for homework or it's a treat. And my 12-year-old daughter, she likes to email with her friends, and she's done some texting here and there because she has a free texting app on her tablet, and she texts me, you know, mostly poop emojis, and she also texts her sister, my third grader, and a couple of her friends that we know, but even that, I regulate, I mean, a lot, and I just see really good things coming out of that. I mean, this week, my kids, earlier in the week, they made these, it's been beautiful in Denver, by the way. Like, the weather has just been gorgeous, especially for February, my goodness. But they made these homemade kites out of sticks they collected in the yard and trash bags. And, you know, they're, like, out there every day after school when their homework's done trying to fly these things out in our field. And it's just so great that I feel like they're being kids and, you know, getting fresh air and doing things that kids should be doing and not just glued to a screen. And so they say, too, the author, Sherry Turkle, says that I guess addiction to screens, they're most susceptible to that prior to age 10. I guess that's kind of the window where, if they're on it a lot before that, before they turn 10, then they can become very addicted very easily. So we just really limit that stuff in our home, and it is absolutely going against the current. It is, I mean, most of my daughters, my 12-year-old, her friends, most of them have smartphones. Most of them text all the time. Many of them have Instagram accounts. These are 12-year-olds. And by the way, no judgment here. Like, if your family, if that's working for your family, like, that's fine. It's just we have made this conscious decision to go a different way. And the more research I read and the more research that's coming out, I just think we have to be so careful. And even, you know, Steve Jobs and some of the other, like, tech giants, they did not permit their kids to use tablets or devices at all. And that should really, maybe that should say something, make us think. I really wish they didn't, it's like always, oh, technology in schools, we use iPads in the schools. I really wish they did not use those in the schools, but they do. Anyway, that's my little soapbox, but some really interesting stuff. And honestly, if you are raising kids, yeah, again, this maybe doesn't qualify for, like, Lenten spiritual reading, but get a copy of Sherry Turkle's Reclaiming Conversation. It is not dry. It is not hard to read. It's very engaging. She's a good writer, and it's not a faith-based book, but it is so eye-opening and so helpful in understanding kind of where we're at as a society and why social media is, for lack of a better word, pretty dangerous. And not just because of the potential for exposure to pornography, although I know that, gosh, if you're like me, that looms pretty large, like, in my mind, this idea that my kids could encounter some of these things that I don't want them to encounter. And, you know, we're Catholic, and we just, I believe that, you know, that's not anything I want my kids engaging with ever. So we've just really been blown away by some of this research, and really, it's really affirmed us in our desire to shield our kids as much as we can from this whole technology addiction thing. And the other thing I would say too is, like, we talk to our kids about it. I tell them what I'm reading. I tell them, can you believe it, you guys? Like, this percentage of teenagers spends this many hours a day on their little screen. Like, what do you think about that? And my kids, like, they have thoughts, and we talk about it. It's a very open, ongoing conversation, so that it's not just like, hey, mom and dad are mean, and they won't let us do you know, they won't let me have a phone, or they won't let us be on our tablets as much as we would like. It's just, I mean, I think we can have those talks with our kids, especially if we have the research and the stories to back it. So, yep, everybody, all parents, I think you should read Sherry Turkle's Reclaiming Conversation. It's excellent. It's a great read. Speaking of spiritual reading, I did get in the mail yesterday, I'd ordered, I think it's Malcolm Muggeridge's Something Beautiful for God about Mother Teresa. Hoping to pick that up. Until next time, I am Brianna Helt, your host on Just Showing Up at Breadbox Media. Thanks, guys.
Breadbox Media invites you to bless the yes. Your designated parish, school, club, or nonprofit will receive 50% of all revenue from the sponsorships. To find out more about Bless the Yes, visit breadboxmedia.com.